Hello everyone, and welcome to a shout out ramble. I hope you're all good. Now you'll have to excuse me because my voice is a small bit froggy, but that's because I stayed up late last night and I kind of worked a bit, and sometimes that happens. I get a small bit kind of hoarse, but it should pass as I go along, hopefully. So I just want to, there's 262 comments there, I think, so far. And I tried to print them off and I came up with like 45 pages. And I said, there's no way I'm going to get through those. So I'm just going to read from the screen and hopefully I won't miss any. If I do anyway, let me know and I'll get back to you, okay? So the first comment is by Mangan Sister, and she's asking for my favourite work of fiction, contemporary or classic, or a sentence in literature, in my opinion, that I like. I like I am a music person, you know, so I like some very good lyrics, and one of my favorite lyrics is by a singer called Mary Black, and the song is called A Song for Ireland. I might have played it before, or I might have put it up on Patreon before, but the lyrics are just like, I think they're just so beautiful. They capture so much imagery, you know, and it goes like, walk in all the day near tall towers where falcons build their nests, silver wings they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breasts, so blackhead against the sky, between the rocks that run down to the sea, living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. Talking all the day with true friends who try to make you stay. And that is a true thing over here. Telling jokes and news, singing songs to pass the night away. Watch the Galway salmon swim like silver darting in the sun. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and I sang a song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Someone touched the bow, he played a reel, it seemed so fine and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast in wild form, we found Atlantic bass. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I saw a land where no man had to fight. Walking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light. Lying where the falcons lie, they twist and turn, all in your blue sky. And then it kind of goes, living on your western shore, saw summer sunset, ask for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. So that's one of my favourite Irish songs. So there you go, Mangan Sister. So the next one is by Just Christy. And she says she's just perfectly happy with, hi Christy. So, hi Christy, how are you? And she says, I'm so easy. Ah, it's lovely. Easily pleased. How are you? Are you doing well? So, Anya, Atomic Angel, says, thank you for this. Just best wishes for returning to college and returning to running and lifting again. Well done. That is fantastic, isn't it? It's a great feeling when you get back into training and you start, you know, releasing those endorphins and start getting your shit together, you know. Your mind really takes off as well and you get more relaxed. So that's a very, very good thing. Millie says, one of our favourite poets is Pablo Neruda. he writes a lot of love poetry. Would you be able to read a short poem or a quote of his? I will indeed. I actually researched one. Whether I'll do it justice or not, no, is another thing. So I picked this one. don't go far off, not even for a day, because I don't know how to say it, a day is long. And I will be waiting for you, as in an empty station where the trains are parked off, somewhere else asleep. Don't leave me, even for an hour, because then the little drops of anguish will all run together. The smoke that roams looking for a home will drift into me, choking my lost heart. Oh, may your silhouette never dissolve on the beach. May your eyelids never flutter into the empty distance. Don't leave me for a second, my dearest, because in that moment you'll have gone so far, I will wander mazily, all over the earth, asking, will you? Will you come back? Will you leave me here dying? So that's a bit of a Pablo. So that's for you, Millie. The next one is Megan Duffy. Hey, Gail, this is my first time participating in the shout out thread. Just a simple shout out will do. Hello, Megan, how are ya? Mwah. Big kiss for ya. And I hope you have a great weekend as well. It's a long weekend here and it's nice and rainy, so it's you know, it's good for me to get things done, to get creative. I love the rain. I just love it so much. So have a good weekend, Jenny, even though it's already over now. Well, for me, it's not really over, but yeah. So Jenny says, I just really want to thank you for what you do. You've opened my eyes to erotic audio to the point that I am inspired to make my own content at some point. That's very good. Yeah, you can actually, like, you can start writing or you can start recording. You know, it's a thing that, like, you know, it'll either come to you or it won't, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, so just a big special shout out for Jenny from Sweden, all right? And a big mwah. Now, Rachel had a comment and deleted it, so I don't know what it is, but I'm just going to say hi to Rachel anyway. Okay, so hi, Rachel. I hope you're doing good. Cass Cambria, is that right? Cambriara? Thank you. What is your favourite audio that you've done? And can you say hi, Cass? Hi, Cass, how are ya? My favourite audios would be probably the Bloodlust series or vampire audios. I like those characters, you know. I like the imagination behind them, because a lot of those audios are set in places in my mind that I can actually bring up. I mean, when I'm going to be working on my next vampire audio, it is like completely in a place where I know everything is like. The set is just so like familiar, and the people in the place and all that. It's just going to be, hopefully it'll be very good. It's going to take a while to make, but it's, you know, it's going to be worth it in the end, hopefully. So just a small town girl, just a small town girl. Hi there, could you say, Amy, I just want to wrap my arms around you and smooch your face. Mwah, mwah. And you are the best as well. Purple Girl says, bright, forget, sweet. Caught. Wait and any other words with the vowel that you like. That breathy sound is dreamy. And shout out for being a beautiful human being. Ah, hello, Purple Girl. Mwah. Hello, Purple Girl. You're so sexy. And V says, hi, G. Can you just say hi, V? Hi, V. How are ya? I love ya. And I hope you have a good day. And get back to work. Emmy says, screw out. Emmy says, screw the show now, fella. Just keep Shawnee away from the fucking lizard caves. I'm fed up of having the cam, the queenie down. Shawnee's pestering the queen all he can. And I don't think it's over yet either. So hold on to your horses. You over at Scale Force, because Shawnee is always around, like, you know, and he's horny as hell. Nikita Armes, it's like arms, but I'm going to call it Armes. I've never participated in something like this, so wouldn't know what to say, but a simple hello, Nikita. Hello, Nikita. Hiya. Hi, Nikita. Are you doing good? Mwah. So Krista says, hi Gail, I recently started teaching English in South Korea. What's a cool thing to do. But the first month has been horrible. Can I get some encouraging words, please and thanks? Yeah, it will get easier for you. It is quite like, I mean, when you go to a foreign country like that, you're going to be upside down. I mean, when I travel anywhere, like, I'm a disaster. Like, I mean, even when I travel to America, I was a disaster. When I travel to, you know, Croatia, France, oh, but I know, like, when you go to Asia, and if you're not from an Asian country, it can be, you know, it can be kind of like difficult to grasp. I know some lads that went to Japan for the World Cup, I think it was back. That's a good bit back now. And when they got to Japan, they were just like, they were just so confused. They said it was the best thing ever. They said it was hilarious because the mistakes they were making, you know, the banter was brilliant as well. So, yeah, I hope it gets better for you. And yeah, I know it will. It'll get better for you, so don't worry about it. So Brittany says, my son is recovering from being sick and in hospital, so just some good vibes and thoughts are always welcome. Oh, Brittany, I hope he's better. I mean, this was a month ago, so I hope he's better by now. And I'm sending him all the good vibes and thoughts that you can think of. And poor little thing. So, yeah, I hope he's way better now. Elizabeth says, you're just awesome. Could I simply have... Liz, you're not crazy. Liz, you're not crazy, just like the rest of us. I think I'm a small bit crazy, but I like it. Sharon Smith says, hello, handsome. I sure would like you to say hello, Sharon. Hello, Sharon. How are you? Are you doing good? Come here and I'll give you a big bear hug. Sana says, first time participating and I'm so excited. Just a simple shout out would be grand. Would be grand. Getting all the Irish slang. Hi, Sana. How are you? I just lost my way in a small bit. Okay. So Lisa says, yeah, I'm a newbie and happy to participate. Could you say hi, Lisa, and whisper, keep me being here. Hi, Lisa. Be a good girl. And thank you so much as well. So Catherine M says, just a simple shout out. My name would be more than enough for me. Hi, Katrina. Is it Katrina? Yeah, is it Katrine? Oh, I'm getting mixed up now with this one. Katarine, I suppose, is it? Katarine. I hope I didn't mess up your name. I'm sorry. Usually, like I remember before, when I started doing these, the names were just like so complex. I used to be like, oh my God, how am I going to get through this? And I know I'm going to get caught with a couple more. Elizabeth says, this is a fantastic idea. Elizabeth N is the name. Elizabeth, let's get out of here, darling, and I need you out of that dress. The next one is by Ning, N-I-I-N-G. Hi, Gail, could you say, like, Ning? All right. Ning, come here, I got you. Everything is going to be fine. Come here. Next one is by Krista. Could you please say, Krista, you need to sleep. It'll be okay. And I love you. Just lay your head in the pillow and, you know, stop thinking and just let yourself drift off, Krista, okay? Sarah, hi, G. Just a quick hello. Hello, how are ya? And a quick hug. Come here. There's your quick hug. Brie says, just say, Brianna. And I will be okay. Hi, Brianna. I hope you'll be okay. And I hope you had a good July. And I hope you have an even better August, okay? Izzy, you are where you should be. And you are on the right path. And I will always be here to help you, okay? So, Mimi Peterson says, I want a spicy message. Hi, Mimi Sexy. Do you want to get close to me? Do you want me to rip your clothes off? Kiss every part of your body. Touch you. Put my big hands in you. Whisper sexy things in your ear. Let's do it, baby. So, Beloa says, I would like, Belle, let's throw down. Hey, Belle, let's throw down. Emma says, whoa, I went a bit forward, I don't know. See, this is the worst thing. If I printed it out, it would have been a bit better. But then I got so confused because I'd be like, what, 42 pages? And plus, I can't see your faces as well when I'm talking. So Emma says, hi, Emma. That's what you want. Hi, Emma. I hope you'll be happy. And a big mwah, thank you. Monique, remember, ladies, being negative only makes your journey more difficult. You may be given a cactus, but you don't have to sit. You don't have to sit on it with your sexy ass. And Monique, coffee is ready. That's very true. You know, negativity is just not going to get you anywhere. Like, it'll just make you more negative and more miserable and make time crawl. And I have no time for it at all. I try to stay out of everything like that. And Aubrey Weber says, your voice keeps me up all night, but in an exciting way. Hi, Aubrey. I hope I keep you up all night again tonight. Natasha Vladimir. Hi, Gail. I would like a spicy message if you don't mind, please. And my name is Paris. Oh, it's a lovely name. Hi, Paris. You're so sexy, baby. I would love to kiss you and feel you. Pull your body close to mine. Get you to wrap your legs around me. Do dirty things together. Kiss your neck and whisper in your ear. So I get mixed up here, so I'm just gonna go with the one. Leah, and I'd like a kiss. Hey, Leah. And Monroe is your second name. I'm sorry for getting the first name wrong. So Elaine McAnally says, hello, Gail. No sexy to be teased about this round. So may I just get a sexy hello, Elaine. Hello, Elaine. Hello, sweetheart. And you want it in your ear? Hello, Elaine, sweetheart. So Ariel Diamond says, okay, I'm curious about the spicy whisper, so I'll ask for that. Thank you. And my name is Ariel. Hi, Ariel. Hiya, baby. Oh, I wanna kiss you, baby. Kiss down your neck. Suck your nipples, make them hard and wet. Slide my hand down your body, right between your legs, so I can feel your body move. And listen to your moans. Turn myself on. Because that's what happens, baby, when I touch you. I turn myself on from you. Kat says, you're so sweet. I would love a body positive message and maybe sexy reassurance that being so tall isn't a turn off. Of course it's not a turn off. I mean, guys love tall girls, love small girls, they love thin girls, they love, like, guys, like, there's a kind of a big difference between guys and girls, you know. And you know, I've been around a lot of guys, like, and their tastes are just like, it's just amazing. Like, so if you're a tall girl, like, don't worry about it. If you're a small girl, don't worry about it. I mean, there's absolutely no, there's just no worry there, you know. So being tall is sexy, okay? Kenna Jane Griffin says, being going through the ringer, I hope you got this. I hope you have. And I hope it's after getting better, because this is a month ago again. And I hope next month, or is it this month, August, is even better for you, or gets better for you. So give me a big hug. Not a particular, but a short, spicy whisper would be nice for Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. fancy sexy. You're so beautiful, baby. I love kissing you and looking in your eyes. I love whispering in your ear, telling you how hot you are and how much I want you. Come closer to me, baby. So Lolly Power says, hola, Mastor, come closer, that deep passionate kiss. So hola, Mastor, closer, come closer, baby. Thank you so much, Blue is saying. Just a hi if possible, and if it's not too much, I have an art page, would love to have more visitors, and it's www.facebook.com/BlueMeow. So go check that out, lads. Okay, it's www.facebook.com/BlueMeow. Have a look. I'm going to have a look soon, as soon as I finish this, and check it out. Shai says, I just got over a bad relationship, so everything will be okay. You want me to say everything? Everything will be okay. Once you got out of it, that's the best thing, you know. And you'll find someone nice and you'll find a better relationship. It happens all the time. So, and you've learned a lot of lessons as well, haven't you? So come here and give me a big hug. So Linda Kellen Beagle. Hi, Gail. Just tell me in a sexy voice all the household chores you will do for me. There's nothing sexier than a man folding or mowing the lawn. Oh, baby, I want to fold your lawn and iron your grass. I want to wash your dishes. Do you want me to wash your dishes for you, baby? I love the feeling of the sudsy water on my fingers. Turns me on so much. Can you see how hard I am down below? Johnny Waterbreak. I just want to be squeezed. You in my imagination, and have a great day. Oh, John, come here. Give me a big hug. So, Donnie D. First time participating in something like this. Silent support to her. Please, could you say, stay true to who you are. Stay true to who you are and never forget that, Denisha. And that is like something, it's a cliche again. You know, I always say that cliches are, they're overused and all that. They are very true. The only reason why they are overused and they sound like, oh, is because they are true. So always stay true to who you are and you never go wrong, ever. With anybody or anything, because people can recognize that straight away, you know. They recognize, what's the word I'm going to use? I was going to say originality. It's one word I could use as well, but they recognize anyway that, like that, you are who you are, you know. I know you all know the word now, but it's just escaping me at the moment. So, B-Tool, Todd says, it's B-Tool here, your Turkish fan. Hello, Turkey. How are you? I would love if you would kiss my neck in that husky whisper, a growl or two as well. That would be euphoric. Hey, B-Tool. Give me your neck, baby. Can you feel my lips on it? Such a soft neck. So Ellen says, what a sweet idea, G. Maybe just something like, Ellen, you've come so far this year, I'm proud of you. And I am. I'd love to know how far you have come, but hopefully you will go further, and I know you will. And if you are proud of massive emotional self-improvement, because this year has been a journey for me. Oh, that's so sweet. And it's always sweet to see somebody, like, you know, emotionally get better and, you know, how would I say, sort things out and, you know, calm down and get things, you know, in line. And a lot of it is about, like, and it's a cliche again, a lot of it is about, like, calming down and just watching, you know, watch what's going on and try and make the right decisions, even though our decisions are kind of funny because, you know, you think sometimes you make the right decision, it turns out to be the wrong and all that, but trust your gut and your instinct, and I know you're going to be fine, okay? So Monique says, I wish that every day may be a magical, wonderful and fabulous day for you and your mum. That's where I wish you at. I wish that every day could be a fabulous and wonderful day for you and your mum. And of course, everybody else. Buttercup says, oh yeah, first time shout out. Could you please say a bubble for me? I love how that word sounds. Bubble. 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 Angie, our secretary, she says, I would love a sweet message from you, whatever you fancy. Hi Angie, how are ya? And my sweet message for you is that I love the way that you keep everything together. You know, we like often go to you for lost audios, and you know, you're a genius. You come up with the best, and you I know I only contacted you recently about an audio that I couldn't remember, and you came up with the name in a few minutes, which is really cool, because you know I've made so many that like I, you know, I get them confused, and it's weird. It's just like, you know, when you make hundreds of them, you some people ask you, like, do you remember the line you said in some audio? And you're like, yeah. So, you know. So Jen Herrera says, I would like a typical corny bad joke and a high. What kind of a bad joke would I suppose I go back to my old one, you know, two fried eggs in the pan, and one fried egg turns around to the other fried egg and says, oh, fuck, it's hot in here. And the other egg went, ah, a talking egg. I know that was done before, but you know what? It's one of my favourites. So Ashley Morgan says, what's up, Gail? All I want to hear is cheese nips in your husky voice. So I can get cheese nips. Cheese nips. Cheese nips. I don't know what that means. But I probably had to fall in for something, am I? Banani. Anna, your banana supplier. Yum, yum, yum. You know, I eat a lot of bananas. I love potassium, so I eat a pile of bananas. Like, I might eat up to, like, I don't know, something like 30 a week, you know? I know some people eat a lot more than that, but I always have a good stock. I like getting them kind of green and letting them go off and watching them get spotty, and then they get really sweet and they're beautiful. So Sing the Chorus, Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. Oh my God. And Maybe a Kiss. The chorus of Stevie Wonder. Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? How can anyone sing like Stevie? Here's your kiss. And Catherine, Gaelandia's resident Joyson, says, hi G, anything you fancy in French would suffice me. Thank you for helping me through 18 months of hell. You are a true gem of a person. Thanks very much. Anything in French, je m'appelle Gael. J'habite to Ireland. I have to go off the simple stuff. You know, the funny thing is, I always say that I can sit down and I can watch French subtitles and I can follow what's going on, no problem. But when it comes to speaking, it's the same with German as well. I can sit and I can watch like German subtitles and really make out what's going on, you know, from the actual subtitles. But when it comes to speaking it, then I'm kind of dodgy. I would like to move to a country like Germany or France and stay there for a few months, and I know that I could actually pick up the language very, very quickly. It's just that like French is spoken so quickly for me, you know. But yeah, I'd say I could handle it. So Ingrid de Verez, am I right with that? A reminder to be kind to myself, always be kind to yourself, and insert Gaelic endearment here. And a spicy whisper, how about telling you how fucking sexy I am? Ingrid, you are so fucking sexy, Holly. So beautiful. Let me wrap my arms around you and reassure you that you are Fucking so hot. Gahana Tamastor. And that means you are very hot, my baby. Mejbrit. Am I right with that? Mejbrit E. And I know I see that name so many times. Have a little fun. No, don't overthink it. Super fun idea, by the way. Thanks. Hello, Mejbrit E. I hope you're having a lovely day today. And I know it's coming to the end of the weekend. And I hope you're well rested and chilled out. And here's a big kiss. And remember, you are so sexy, baby. May I? Can I have it? You can do it, may I? Chair, pretty please. You can do it, may I? Kayla says, hello, Gail. Is it okay if you say Kayla and few college is stressful, but your audio's helped me a lot. So thanks. Hello, Kayla. Hiya. I hope you're doing good. And I hope college isn't as stressful. Okay. So Nikki says, whoa, you're awesome. You're really awesome for doing this. Gee, kisses. Mwah, kisses back at you. Back at you. You would like a, come here, Nikki. Come here, Nikki. Let me wrap my arms around you and squeeze you and kiss you. Oh, you're so sexy. And I'm cheering you on, honey bunny. Oh, the lizard king. Here comes the king. And Emmy says, he's going to tell us like Croco. Oh, the king and the queen are so cranky. Kristen says, just a simple, everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be fine in the end, okay? And a big kiss. Tá gach rud ceart galore. Everything is okay, all right? It's not that it's going to be okay. Everything is okay right at this moment. Disha says, Mr. Force, can I get a cute Gaelic greeting for myself? Can I sit hard to Disha? I will to Guma. Also, what kind of music is bouncing off the walls these days? And boopers will be getting them. Yeah, I'm going to do some boopers as well, or bloopers. Funny thing about music, I was listening to some, I like to listen to, like, I really go back, you know, I really go back into the 50s and the 40s when I listen to music. And I was shopping the other day and I had Bob Dylan, Lady of the Lowlands, playing. And it's such a beautiful song. And I was walking around with my headphones on and I was like, you know, the supermarket was absolutely full of people. And I was like, thinking to myself, I'm probably the only one in this supermarket listening to this beautiful song, you know, and the poetry in it and everything is just amazing. So it was Bob Dylan about 2 weeks ago. I kind of went to Pink Floyd, but then again, I'll actually listen to anything. Like, I listen to classical music. I forgot what classical music I was listening to. I was listening to some there, going back about 2 weeks ago. I can't think again. Oh, my mind is just, you know, it's escaped me. I'm a little bit tired today, you know, as I said. I'm just going to go back up a small bit here. I've got a long way to go. So I think I missed one. Loyal Lioness, you see, I missed one. Hi, G. Love you to hold me close and say my name, Marie Amanda, and say something passionate in Gaelic with translation, and a sensual growly kiss for your loyal lioness. Oh, come here. Tátuga hálim a vornín. Tátuga hálim a lána. So I just said, "You are beautiful, my darling. You are beautiful, baby." The funny thing about Ilanov is, and I see some people writing it when they say Molanov. So if you say Molanov, it means my child, as in like the child that you gave birth to. And Alanov means baby, as in, you know, like, yeah, I love you, baby. I love, it's more romantic. And you see some people making that mistake sometimes. It's kind of funny when I see it. I did Kristen and Disha. Lillian, tell me to come here and whisper something spicy, please. Lillian, come here, baby. Oh, my God. I want you right here and right now. Right here and right now. No inhibitions, baby. Kissing. Growling in your ear, telling you how sexy you are, craving your wetness. And Julie's one is, Julie, go for a run, get out there and pong that road. Pong that road. I was going for say 5 to 7k runs every morning, and then when I did my Achilles heel, it was kind of like tough, so I stopped, but I went back out again the other day, and I was flying. It's amazing, sometimes you take a break from it for a week and you actually feel a bit fitter. So Julie, go for that run. Anna Flores says, just a simple, I want to give you a big hug in my big arms. My name is Anna, and something very sweet in Gaelic. Come into my love and more. Come into my big arms and let me give you a Tátúga hálin, Ala. Tátúga hálin, Arfad. You are very beautiful indeed. And Tia says, hi Gail, I would love some words of encouragement in finishing my next computer program, and a kiss. Hey Tia, I hope you really, really do well. You're giving me such I can see it now. Natia, is that it? Natia? I hope you do really well in your computer exam. And yeah, just do your best. All you can do is your best. And here's a big kiss. Wild says, Abrezos, August Poga, would be dacing by. And a poor. Hi, Wild Sage. Lady Diana says, hi Gail, just wanted to say thank you for all the hard work you do for us. Big hugs, and yep, stealing a kiss from you. Love you, Diana. Oh, come here. Arush says, I'm not very picky, but perhaps a cute little wake-up call. My name is Arush. By the way, Arush, I think I'm not Arush. Arush, not too far. Hey Arush, get up out of bed, baby. It's time to go to work. Simone says, I know you do something great. Where did that go now? I know you do something great. I believe in you. And then something sweet and Gaelic, if you can, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. Oh, Simone. Oh, let me hold you, baby. And reassure you that everything is going to be okay. Wrap my love and more around you. Whisper in your ear. Hold you tight. Make you feel my presence. So you can relax. Cree against Cree. Listen to my heartbeat against yours. And Sadie says, is it Sadie or Shade? I think it's Sadie. Just to say hi. And I know I can do well back at school. Of course you can do well back at school. And your name is Sarah. So Sarah, of course you will. You'll do very well. All you have to do is just give it your full attention and you'll be fine. Laura Emily says, may I have a kiss? Of course you can. And you're such a good girl. Girl of maha good, Laura. So this one is CSUP. Am I right? CSUP. Perhaps something along the lines of, you are doing the best, Sophie is your name. So You are doing the best you can, Sophie. You'll be okay. You really will. You know, I always say that we're always only doing the best we can. You can't do anything better than what you're doing at the moment. You can't be anywhere that you're not. You know, if you're looking after somebody and you're not there, it's because you can't be there. You know what I mean? So you're always only doing the best you can. There's no other possibility. And if you want to do better, it's still the best you can. So, so here's a big hug again. So, good, he says. Oppa. No, no special message for me. Just greet me and I'm good. It's Goldie here. Hi, Goldie. How are ya? Just to make sure that I didn't zip forward too fast. Stephanie Rose says, hi, Gail. I've become an expat recently, and while the adventure of living and working overseas is amazing, I often miss my homeland of Texas and loved ones here. I can imagine. Some whispered words of cheerful encouragement and playful growl would be great. Hey, Stephanie. Though you're far away from home, everything is going to be okay. Alright? Everything is going to be fine. And you're going to settle in. And I'm going to give you a big hug and whisper in your ear every night that you're going to sleep soundly and every day is going to get better and better, okay? Taylor, could you tell me a quick joke? That would be great, crack. Thanks for doing this. A quick joke. When people ask me for jokes, you know, it really puts me on the spot because... I don't know, you know, you're kind of searching and you're kind of going, God, I should have really kind of researched a few of them.